Well, we're saying hello again here at Get Ready to Rock to one of our favourites, actually, here at the radio station in our singer-songwriter sequence. She features prominently, and it's hello again to Maggie Riley. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Dave. Hi. Thanks for that. That's very pleasant.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're great supporters of your music, and we're talking in December 2013, and it's ahead of your London gig at Bush Hall on the 16th, and that must be quite exciting for you.
It is. Because I haven't done a gig as a solo artist in London ever, so this will be the first one, and it's the first show I've done in Britain for a long, long, long time. So it's great. I'm really looking forward to it, and now that Alan Darby's going to be coming along to play a couple of songs, I'm looking forward to it even more, because that will be very exciting.
Now, we should say to listeners that Alan was in the original Cato Bell back in the 70s, wasn't he?
Yep.
So you're meeting up again, and it's really... And, of course, Stuart... We mustn't forget to mention Stuart McKillop, who's been with you all along, hasn't he?
All these years.
Yes. So you're going to be surrounded by friends at this gig, and I think that... not least in the audience, actually, but, you know, I'm sure it's going to go well for you. I mean, the last time we spoke was back in 2009, and we chatted in some depth about your career. The new album, Heaven Sent, came out in October... And in our review, Maggie, we commented that it sounds like your most consistent solo work to date. Do you see it like that yourself?
It surprised me, this album, because I started with a different idea of what it was going to be. I started with an idea that I wanted it to be a very Scottish album. And then as we were writing and it progressed, it kind of took on its own life. And actually, when I was having the meeting with the art director for the cover and everything, he came along and he sat down and he said, you know, I've listened to these songs. They shouldn't work together. They really shouldn't, because they're so different. And then I looked at him and he went, but they really do. They really do. For some reason, they just all string together really well. And so it made me go back and listen to what I'd done. And I think what it is there seems to be like echoes of... my past career throughout. It's like all the things I've ever done have kind of culminated in this one album in a sort of funny way.
Well, what about the date that you've got coming up in London? What can the audience expect? I mean, I take it obviously you'll be playing the new album, but you've got such a vast back catalogue, and not least the stuff that you've done with other people.
I've distilled it down, really, because, as you say, there's so many songs, and there's loads of songs that I love doing and that I feel I don't do enough just because of different changes in bands and things like that, and having to rehearse up new stuff. I said to the guys, for next year's touring, I want them to learn every single song I've ever done. And they sort of looked at me and went, not going to happen. There's a mix. There's going to be some stuff from my Oldfield days. There'll be some stuff from the new album. There'll be some stuff from Rowan and various other albums. And I always try and do a Cato Bell song, a new version of a Cato Bell song, every second album or so. And as I said, we've got Alan Darby's going to come up and play Stone's Throw from Nowhere with us, and I'm going to try and get him to do... We don't have any rehearsal time with him, so literally we're going to go in and sound check and go through things, so it'd be a bit exciting. But Alan is great. It'll be great to do something with him, because it's like 30-odd years since we last played together, so it's going to be amazing. Over the last year or so, I've had lots of people ask me, would you do a Cato Bell gig, a reunion type thing? And because everyone's scattered around Britain, I thought, oh, that's, you know, it's going to be impossible to get people together. But I think if I'll have a word with Stuart and Alan and see what they think, and then sort of get in touch with the others. Because Cato Bell went through a few different changes in the last few years. I mean, we had Neil Hubbard, we had Jim Mullen, we had different drummers, we had different bass players, so, you know, it could come back in some sort of form, maybe for a show or two, which would be really good fun, I think.
I mean, you fully embraced this, obviously. Maybe there's a bit of frustration there, Maggie, that you haven't been able to do more in terms of the, you know, getting some of the musicians back together. But maybe this is a start in London, you know.
I've always, always loved the band. I mean, we fought and argued like families do, but I mean, they were my boys, you know, and we spent a lot of really brilliant years together and very formative years. And so I've always had very fond thoughts for them. And where I could, I've done things, you know, like Gavin and I. Gavin came out, him, Stuart and myself, we wrote a lot of the things on my first two German albums. Colin, I went to see his band play last year. He came up to Scotland and I came up to see them. Alan, sporadically through the years, we've kept in touch with. Davey, who doesn't drum anymore, I was talking to him last week. I try and keep in touch with them all because, you know, they were sort of a really lovely part of my life. It means quite a lot to me.
But we must let it detract, actually, from a glorious solo career as well. You know, I think what we were hoping with Heaven Sent, not least, is that it sets people off investigating your back catalogue, really. Completely aside from the collaborations that you've done over the years, like with Mike Oldfield, which is probably the more popular end of things. But, you know, if you look at your whole, your core of work that you've, you mentioned the German albums you produced, and going right back to your first album, Echoes, in 1992, there was Elena, which is a lovely album, 1996. You know, I think that's the thing, isn't it? Whilst Cadeau Bell's so important and significant for you personally, there's a whole load of stuff there, isn't there, for people to investigate?
Yes, hopefully.
And hopefully that'll come out of this the gig in London. So thanks, Maggie, for talking to us again. And we look forward to the gig and also your future activities, and all the very best to you.
Thank you very much.